Blog Talk Radio.
You think I wouldn't have him unless I could have him by the ball? You think I'd just dish it out? You don't think I'd take it at all? You think I am stronger? You think I walk taller than the rest? You think I'm usually wearing the pants just because I rarely wear a dress? When you look at me, you see my purpose, you see my pride. I just saddle up my anger and ride and ride and ride. You think I stand so firm? You think I sit so high on my trusty steel? Let me tell you, I'm usually face down on the ground when there's a stampede.
Good evening. It is 6 p.m. on the Atlantic side of Florida. I'm Gwendolyn H. Berry, and with me this evening is Jack Jodell in Minnesota, and you're listening to Hear Be Not Monsters. Did I get that right, Jack?
Hear Be Monsters? I hope so.
I want to thank Annie DeFranco for that song. I just adore it, and I use it a lot lately. I think it applies. Tonight's conversation returns us to the needful exposure of those unresolved poisonings of the Gulf of Mexico and the Gulf states, one of which I am, and the non-recognition by the MSM and the majority of the media and the national government. And our guest tonight, we're going to call her up in a few moments, Jack, is the mom and activist and now arrested spokeswoman for the cause, Cherie Foytlin. And she's a genuine, knowledgeable speaker who just doesn't quit. She doesn't back down. And she finally, a week ago, last Thursday, was outside of the offices of BP in, I believe, in NOLA. And they arrested her for criminal trespass, and she's going to talk to us about that. And the other events and projects that she has going on. And before we bring, and we might give Drew Landry this evening too.
Good.
I'm not quite sure. But before we check in with Cherie and Drew, Jack, we were talking a little bit before the we went live. And please, everyone know, I am sitting right next to, beside, watching it come up, that black sky with a lot of lightning. So if we go boom, it's because I've lost my power, and I do apologize, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can or next week. So please be aware that we're on kind of a lightning storm, or, you know, electrical storm alert. Anyway,
right.
You were speaking before about London was burning all of last week, and it was mainly youth that were involved in the what they're calling rioting, the uproar.
Mm-hmm.
And did you read Penny Red, the blog piece that was put out? Now this gal, her name is Lori Penny, and she blogs for the New Statesman. It's a British like Daily Cough, maybe. Or
no, I haven't seen that, but I've seen a lot of other accountings of the. What's going down over there. And, you know, I'll let you tell about that in just a moment. I just wanted to mention the right-wing spin on all of this is that, oh, they're sick of Muslims over there. What a bunch of crap. They're sick of the austerity measures, period. That's as simple as it can be. You know?
Absolutely. That's as they would say over there. You're spot on, Jack. You're right on.
Yep.
Lori Penny writes a blog on our old blog system on Blogspot on Google, and it's called Penny Red. And basically what she did was she said she's like a London's version of Oso, you know.
Oh,
great. She gave her own interpretation of exactly what had happened during the doggone rioting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so poignant. It was such a great piece. It got such a lot of attention throughout
I've got to look that up.
And all of these social networks. And whenever it starts to, you know, get that much attention, it bleeds over into the MSMs. So she got quite a bit. We wanted to get her to post something at Roundtree 7 before we knew how well connected she was. But I tweeted her and sent her a message, and she shot one back and said she was awfully tired, awfully covered up or whatever, and thanks so much, and she'd keep my email or whatever. But very kind of her. And so then Fire Dog Lake comes up with, I guess the information broke, the news broke, basically either last night or today, that David Cameron, over 2,600 people have been arrested, mainly youth, in this whole event in London, which, you know, you're quite right, says it's about the austerity measures. And basically what Cameron is saying is that they're going to cut all the benefits and anything that the country or state is providing for these people who have been arrested.
That guy is despicable. He ought to be deposed for that alone. That is disgusting.
And not only that, but it's not just the kids that are involved, but their whole family.
Right.
In other words, a 17-year-old boy was collected in all of this and arrested. Mm-hmm. And basically now, this 17-year-old boy's mother is going to lose her state-subsidized housing, which she probably lived in generationally.
He thought he had riots before. Just wait till this gets out. Oh, man. What an absolute fool.
But here's the thing. They're saying that there is over 100,000 people's names on a signed petition to have
mm-hmm.
this measure take place.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is just astounding. I don't understand how that could happen because, you know, 100,000 signatures in a country, you know, on the island over there of Britain,
mm-hmm.
is like millions and millions of signatures overnight here. And,
yeah.
You know what
and,
I mean?
And they signed in support of him?
They signed in support of stripping.
Well, you know why that is? He's framed this as a law and order argument, and
right.
it's a big lie.
It's pretty awful. It's what it is.
It's disgusting.
And
he's framed it. He's framed it just like all the lying conservatives do. Is a big lie. You know, he's changed. He's framed it as a bunch of hooligans rather than people that are just fed up with the austerity measures that they're facing right now. They had it bad before. Now they've got it worse, and it's his fault. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And, you know, this is just disgusting.
It does seem to get worse. It seems to climb levels as
yeah.
we go deeper towards, you know, next year, deeper towards the end of the Mayan calendar. I mean, I'm working both ends of the rainbow here, Jack, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
You got to
yeah.
be kidding me. Because it's really,
yeah.
it is getting kind of spooky. I have to mention this too. We had spoken briefly before we came on the relentlessness of the Syrian people.
Yes,
we should be in awe of these people, and they're
incredible.
Again young people. These are young
yep.
people. We have to remember that even with the Egyptian. Was it the Egyptian Spring, they're calling it, but you know
right.
what happened with it was a majority of youth, a lot of young people.
Right.
Of course, everybody came out, and I think you find that going on here.
Yeah, well, they feel they have nothing to lose, and you know what? They really don't. They're trapped in
right.
a very repressive dictatorship that doesn't allow them any freedom at all, and it's doing nothing for their living standards. It's just, it's a very, very repressive regime, and it needs to be overthrown.
That's quite true. That's
yep.
quite true.
But all over the world, not
yeah.
Syria, not just Britain, everywhere. There's oppression going on like crazy.
And not only that, but mounting as a backdrop to all of this political and class warfare and oppression.
Oh, yes.
It is definitely the we have, so
yep.
fuck the rest of you.
Exactly
and the
right.
have-nots are left to lie bleeding in the gutter. There was a very eloquent corner man. I call him the corner man. He was a Brit. He was a British. His family's from the West Indies, so he had that West Indies accent, but he had been born in England.
Mm-hmm.
And he was probably, he alluded to being in his 40s, and
mm-hmm.
he stood and he orated on the real reason about the austerity measures and everything
mm-hmm.
we've just discussed. He elaborated on that as a West Indian black man who is a British subject who has
mm-hmm.
been just for years and years, one thing after another, pounded down on, driven down
right.
by, and he sounds like an American.
Exactly.
He sounds like an American, and I.
Well,
look at what
Verizon is doing here now to the workers. They
yeah.
made $6 billion in profits last year. In the last 4 years, they paid $258 million in salaries and benefits to the corporate executives there. And what are we left with? They don't. It's really disgusting. People went on strike because, you know, basically they're being asked to pay $6,800 a piece in increased health care costs. That's out of their pockets. Now, that's crazy. You know, everywhere you go, these guys are making their salaries go up. The CEOs are making their salaries go up, and they're screwing the working people everywhere you look. So I'm glad Verizon workers took a stand. I've got a post on it at the Saturday Afternoon Post. right now, and it's and at Roundtree 7, and Saturday Afternoon Post is all capital letters. So if you want to Google that, folks, take a look at it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So these guys have got to be stopped. I recommend just not paying Verizon. If you have Verizon, don't pay them for a month. Just let them sit in the weeds. You know, let's go on strike too against Verizon. These guys are so arrogant. They need to be taught a lesson. So let's withhold some money from them, and that'll get their attention real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. You just don't know. You just don't know what to do anymore.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Is you trying to get a hold of Cherie?
I am. I'm doing the calling, but let me check my numbers. In the meantime, we can just continue.
Sure. We'll continue our rant here.
I love technology, don't you?
You know, when it works, it's great, you know. But, one thing's for sure. The time has come. You know, you can't depend on the government. You can't depend on the president. You've got to depend on yourself. And one of the things that we can do is we can...
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try it.
I don't know how to...
We can only depend on ourselves. And what we have to do is we have to join the striking Verizon workers and stick it to Verizon. As an example, a big example to corporate America that you just can't keep this bullshit up forever.
I would agree with you. 100%. Yeah.
So I encourage everybody that has Verizon, if you have it, even better yet, get your service from another source. AT&T is one of them. Sprint, Nextel is another. They've got a whole boatload of alternate sources for service that I have listed at the Saturday Afternoon Post website. And, I would encourage people to just drop Verizon like a bad habit because that's what they are.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I don't have Verizon. I've actually put your post into my social networks.
Okay, cool.
People are aware.
Good.
Well, I keep trying here to get Cherie.
Something's wrong with the number.
Something is wrong with the number as far as Skype is concerned. I think that's who actually calls out for us at Skype, which generally they're pretty good. I'm going to keep trying here, and I have a couple of numbers I'll give a try for.
Do you have Drew's number?
I do, and I'll try.
Because maybe he can get her. We can get her in a roundabout way that way.
It could be true.
Yeah.
It could be true. It's not answering. Anyways.
The fight in both of them is incredible, and it's admirable. And I hope they get some good results from all their efforts because, boy, have they been making efforts. And it's a shame what's going on right now.
Oh, it most certainly is. It's not all the right numbers. It's just not. Well, what I'll do is I'll have her call us in by text.
Okay.
An example is this evening. There is a benefit being done by Drew and a bunch of musicians in Louisiana, and they raise money. And you know, this is the small amounts of cash that people who can still afford to it, do so.
It's always the case, isn't it?
It really is.
Yep.
Basically, what's going on is the world is a place where you have to pay attention to things right now, and you have to care because if you don't, it's just It's just
well, we can no longer afford complacency, period. We cannot afford complacency at all, because if you give these corporations an inch, they're going to take 50 miles from you every single time. So we gotta stop them dead in their tracks, because they're polluting the world, they're destroying economies, they're just laughing all of the way to the bank, and everybody else is getting screwed. And you know what? This stuff's got to stop.
More than got to stop. I mean, how are we to? We're not going to be able to. We're absolutely not going to be able to survive it. We have less than 30 years left of viable oxygen on this planet as it stands right now. That's not a pull it out your butt like Fox News sort of a fact. That's
right.
A reality. There's there is a science to it, but science seems to be one of the bad, conservatives, and it just science requires money and investment,
right.
And science therefore is one of the enemies and evils of the conservative Republican. Is it a movement or an old party or a new party anymore? It's just
It's gotten a very, very terrible libertarian influence from the Koch brothers, and they're just like Tea Party guys. They don't want any interference by government at all. They don't want the government having any say, period. They want to do everything their way, and their way is pollution. That's what that is. So we gotta stop those guys.
Hey,
they are
pure
unadulterated evil. Huh?
It's all about profits and big
exactly.
Oil, big coal, natural gas.
It's all about excess profits. Let's get that clear. It's excess profits, just like Verizon's move is excess profits. The sky's the limit, they think.
Cherie, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, Cherie.
It's going well. We actually introduced you just a little while ago and tried to call in to you, but I guess the Skype wasn't working. Welcome to Here Be Monsters. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
How's it going? Tell me, how are you doing after, I guess you got indoctrinated into a very very elite club, those who have been arrested for activism, yes?
Oh, sorry, could you say that again? I'm trying to get in a quiet place, and it wasn't quiet for a moment.
Okay. I was saying that a little over a week ago, you were indoctrinated into a club that more than a few, are getting reacquainted with, and that's going to jail for the cause. How did that all come about? I know you were protesting in front of BP, and they arrested you after you went to the ladies' room for criminal trespass. Is that it?
Well, not exactly. I got called down there. I got called down there the day before, by the state police, the State Bureau of Investigation. And they had said that there was a certain line that we couldn't cross, and if we did cross it, then we would be arrested. Very nice gentleman, but they pretty much told us how to get arrested, in that case. So we thought about it overnight. That was the decision that we made. But see, what happened with that was, so I was sitting there, and so we decided that we were going to take the tar balls back to them. We had picked up, some friends of mine had picked up some tar balls off Mississippi beaches that day with no BP workers in sight. And we had a whole box of them. So we decided we were going to take them back to them. And so we crossed over the imaginary line the state police had told us about. And we walked about 20 yards up to the front door, and I was going to take them in, but, of course, they locked the doors. They wouldn't let anybody get in. So we just held them out there and sat down, basically. Well, after sitting there for, maybe an hour and a half, everybody had been bringing us drinks, and they brought us, three waters and a slushie. By that time, I had to pee so bad I was about to bust wide open, right? So, right, I was sitting there with the state police because the BP people and the New Orleans Police Department and the rest of the state police were all inside having a big powwow. And we were sitting out there, and I said, man, do you think, jokingly with the state police guy, Detective Chavez, I said, hey, you think they let me go and just use the bathroom? And he goes, no, but there's a porta potty right over there across the fence, right? And so a couple of guys had already jumped over there and used it. So I just thought, I was like, well, it's kind of quiet and everybody's inside. I'll go do it too. So I went and I jumped the fence, used the facilities, and come back. Well, I came back, and apparently everything had happened while I was gone where they had taped us going over the fence or whatever, and they called the people that own that property, which was a hotel owner that was building right there. They called them and had them come up and showed them the tape of us jumping over the fence and was trying to get us arrested for trespassing there. See, if BP got us arrested, then it's going to show up as BP had these people arrested, and that kind of blows their everything good thing, right?
Very
sneaky.
So if
they could get somebody else to arrest us, then it wasn't any big deal. But the problem was the people over there had no interest in arresting us. They could care less if we used their parking lot. So we went back over and sat down for about another hour and a half. And finally, I think what really got it was ordering the pizza. We ordered some pizza. We're just kind of hanging out at that point. The police came up and said, all right, you know, they tried to negotiate with us all day, but, I mean, we weren't going anywhere anyway. And I think they figured that out, you know, and so they came up and arrested myself and two other gentlemen that I just met that day, but they were nice enough to stay, and we ended up going to jail and booked in for about 6 hours, and then we OR'd out and had to be at court the next morning, and the charge was criminal trespassing.
Oh, so that was
my story. But it went around the whole internet that it was the arrest was because of the porta potty incident, but that wasn't it. It wasn't it. It would have been if they'd have pressed charges, but they refused to press charges.
Well, good for them, you know. Good for them.
It doesn't always happen like that, but the police, even when we got in the car, the first thing the policeman said was, man, you know, I wish you'd have just went home because we didn't want to arrest you. We didn't want
right.
to. But good. We were polite about it, you know, and
yeah.
I think that there's more people down here that know what's going on than BP thinks there is. And I think that they
right.
really don't have as many people on their side as they think they do, you know?
Right.
I don't think
anybody's
right.
on their side, really, except the corporatists. That's it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, they're pretty good at trying to divide people up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're probably getting expert help from the Koch brothers, you know?
Oh, yeah, I can guarantee it, you know. But at this point, after 16 months of, you know, messing with people and their economics and their lives, even with the health issues, I think people down here, for the most part, are just getting a little tired of their stuff, you know. Like, we don't believe,
they don't
I think,
have any
for the
friends.
Most part, what they're trying to sell us. Yeah.
BP has no friends
yeah.
left. Yep. Well, Sheree,
some of the other oil companies turned their back.
Our hats are off to you for taking the stand you did. And for doing things sensibly the way you did, and unfortunately you had to pay a bit of a price for it, but, you know, a statement was made and some action was taken, and that's all that people can do at this point, and we just got to keep at it. And I applaud you for your efforts.
Man, I tell you what, Dr. King was right. You know, going to jail for a righteous reason is not that hard. It's not that bad.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Sitting there for 6 hours. I'm not going to say it was a walk in the park or fun by any means, but really, you know, just, it was all right. It was okay.
Right.
Did they fine you a great deal or anything like that?
Later. I'm sorry.
Did they fine you a great deal? Did they fine you or anything?
Actually, I haven't gone to court. I'm going to go to court on September 6th.
Oh, okay.
And I'm... You know, we'll see what happens. We'll see if they drop the charges or if they go all the way with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't looked. I keep saying I'm going to look and see what the charges are on that. You know, like, I mean, what the penalty is for that, you know.
Right.
But I haven't yet because, honestly, my hands are full. Ever since, even before I did that, but ever since then it kind of stepped up to where I have people call me, I mean, 3 to 5 people a day that are just in desperate situations, and they're just trying to reach out to anybody that they think can help them in some way. And I just try to find, you know, whoever could help them for whatever situation that they're in and connect them. besides the fact that we have future actions coming up and we have other things planned, so I have to get on that. I had actually planned on, after that action, kind of taking a break for a week or two and and just reevaluating, getting everything together again. But then I realized with the momentum, like, I just got to grab the momentum and we got to go, because we actually did make them respond. I mean, they respond in the same goofy way they always do. Like, they don't understand what we're talking about and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, right.
But
right.
we made them respond. And that's the first time that I can actually say that we've seen that happen, you know?
Yeah, right.
Congratulations.
Well, that's great. That's progress. And, you know, Sheree, you don't get discouraged, and I'll tell you why. You, dear, are a great American hero. And I'm telling you that right now, and it's the truth. You keep beating your head against the wall, and little by little that wall is going to start to crumble. And your cause is just, it's good, and you are truly a great American hero. So someday, some way, you're going to get the recognition and the end result you're looking for.
Well, I mean, that's kind of you to say. I got to say, though, there's a lot of people that are working on this, a lot, probably hundreds at this point in the Gulf that are community organizers. And then, and I don't want to take anything away from them, because some of these people have been working on this for like five generations. I mean, we've been an energy sacrifice zone for decades now at this point, you know. And
well, that's very unselfish
of
you.
This is not the first human rights violation in the Gulf of Mexico.
It's very unselfish of you, but it doesn't diminish your contribution, which is immense. So keep up the good work.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that, you know, this vision is that someday, you know, we'll be able to get health care for the people that are sick. And the Robert Kennedy Foundation for Human Rights, God bless them, they came down and they're opening up a place down here, I think. And they've really gone back to D.C. and told a lot of people what's going on. And they've offered us lawyers to come help us. So, I mean, we're making progress, that's for sure.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Very good.
Happy
that's
to hear that.
Outstanding.
Sheree, what do you have before you right now? Tell us something about the projects and the events coming up. Use the platform here. Talk to the people.
Yeah, so eventually, let me get my notes out here, because I wrote some stuff down. But so in the next basically month, it's going to be crazy. By the end of this month, we still have Operation Stephen Colbert that we're working on, because one of the things I heard all the way to D.C. is that, by the way, I want to talk about the Kennedy thing real quick. I mean, that's not me. That's a lot of people that are working on that, and especially some just really great people. I don't want to take credit where credit's not due, because
Watership Alliance.
Man, they're doing awesome, absolutely awesome
great.
Work. But with back to this Colbert thing, Colbert has that super PAC, and we felt like we talked to the 9/11 first responders came out fairly early in the spill, and they told us what to expect, and especially when Feinberg jumped on board, boy, they told us, you know, like, just be careful with this guy, and, you know, I mean, everything they said that might happen, unfortunately, has come true with regards to him. But we noticed that it took them 10 years to get any kind of legislation passed, and we have yet to see any legislation passed ourselves, so... We felt like it wasn't until they went on John Stewart and put this in the hands of the American public that they were actually able to get something done. So we're reaching out at this point directly to Stephen Colbert and John Stewart too, so we have the website that you can go onto and click on that. Fritzi Presley's the lady that helped put that together. She's a great lady. She put up a show suggestion. We have over 14,000 hits on that, and we're just asking people to go to click on it and to leave their comments asking Mr. Colbert to please let us come on the show and present. And we want to bring the sick people on. This is not about us. This is about us bringing the people that are sick and still affected by this to get them out into the American public so that maybe we can find some recompense.
And what is that website?
It's Colbert Nation.
Colbert Nation. Good.
Okay. And it's under show suggestions, and Fritzi Presley put it up. But also we're asking people to write the show, and that's at 513 West 54th Street in New York, 10019. And if people can just write the show in, we did make contact online with the guy that runs the website, and he was saying it's really important that we get, you know, handwritten letters in. That's our next step with that, and we're going to keep going with that until we get some kind of answer.
Good.
Can you give that address, that snail mail address, one more time for people?
It's 513 West 54th Street in New York, 10019. So on top of that, we have the no problem. We have the Tar Sands action that's coming up. That's in D.C. and that's fighting the Keystone XL pipeline. That all the president has to do is say no, and the State Department, and it won't happen. But what's going to end up happening is they're running a pipeline from Canada all the way down into Texas, into our communities, and it actually goes over about the drinking supply of about 12 million people there. And I don't know if anybody's been keeping up with Michigan, but we've actually hooked up with some people up there too, and that's the kind of oil that they had was from a pipeline that's still sitting on their under their waters, you know?
Not good.
So we're trying
to
fight that, and we're very publicly coming out on August 24th. We're taking a delegation from the Gulf to D.C. to help them to fight that pipeline, and also to let everyone know that we are joining with these people in solidarity, that this has got to stop. Like on a bigger level, we're constantly dealing with the spill, but on a bigger level, we have to be able to attach this to clean air and clean water and clean soil as a human right across the nation, right?
Absolutely, yes.
They can't stop us from coming together and meshing that message. So we've been in contact with 9/11 first responders, the people of Michigan, the people of the Yellowstone oil spill, Exxon Valdez, and now we're
good
joining
job.
With the Keystone Pipeline people.
Yeah.
So
great.
So hopefully, you know, if anybody wants to come out up there, we need help. Also at the Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Task Force meeting on August 30th from 8 to 4 p.m., we'll have a nonviolent protest, and it's a silent protest. We'll just be there with signs and pictures, but we're not going to let them forget that.
Where is that going
to
be?
This is in Biloxi, Mississippi. I couldn't tell you where, but if you go to either Gulf Change on Facebook, or you can go to The Oil Still Here and So Are We on Facebook, it's a page. We have all that information up there, and we have the events, all these events that are coming up.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So we're doing a lot of stuff. We have the civil disobedience on the Internet that's coming September 6th, the day after Labor Day. We're just going to bombard the Internet with information about the spill and videos from the people that are sick. And I'll be in Monterey, California the 23rd through the 25th, and hopefully just talking with people about bringing the environmental movement and the environmental justice movement together to fight this bigger issue, because really it comes down to you know, making sure that people are healthy in their own communities, and I think, like, just bringing all those voices into one, it will make us strong enough. I mean, then we're talking about a voter bloc, and then we're talking about a larger voice for future generations.
Right.
Now, this thing that happened here, to a degree, we really can't do anything about it. We still have oil all over the bottom of our Gulf. We can't. I mean, I don't even know how they're not approaching it. But even if they did, I'm not sure how they're going to clean that up. And the people that are sick, I mean, God, I hope that they can find some kind of way to make these people feel better. But let's say that they can't. Let's say that the damage has been done, which I really hope that it has, and I pray every night that it hasn't. But let's say that it has. The bigger responsibility here is to make sure that it doesn't happen like this again.
Ever again.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See, Cherie,
so,
we get off today, would you, not before we get off, but at some point when you have a chance to grab a breath, would you kindly send a lot of this information to Gwen at her email?
Sure.
So that we can get it distributed on the blogs and stuff, you know, too, and on Facebook.
Oh, and I get much of it. Everything Cherie puts out, I get on Facebook too.
Good. Okay.
So
great. Yeah, I just want to make sure that we get it out on our end too, because this stuff is too important to ignore, and that people got to be made aware.
I appreciate that. But we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. You can look me up on either one of those things, or so is we're on Flickr, and it's The Oil Is Here and So Are We, and then also Gulf Change. So The Oil Is Here and So Are We
right.
really goes to the Gulf itself, the issues within the Gulf regarding the spill. But Gulf Change is really devoted to bringing these issues outside of the Gulf and pushing across the nation for clean water.
GulfChange.org?
Actually, it's on Facebook right now.
It's on Facebook, okay.
You know what? First of all, we have no resources. Like, you know, we're usually coming out of pocket for this stuff, but more importantly, time has just been insane. Like, this is just one thing. I wake up every day and there's something new that's happening that we have to take care of. So,
yeah,
we, you know, getting that website out has just been a struggle.
Yeah. Well.
But you know what? You are getting so much of it. I get your notes. I get everything you're posting on Facebook, and I repost it, and so are lots of hundreds of other people are reposting it. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. I find it. I found you posted all through Anonymous's resistance page.
Good.
So yeah. I mean,
well, it's catching fire.
I don't know.
It's starting to catch fire, and that's good.
Right. So
well,
it's going
like NOAA anti-authoritarians and there was several groups that were out there that they were just constantly, God bless them, you know, tweeting and working with social media. And then we have our people that we work with, the not-for-profits. That's what a friend of mine, Karen, told me when they were putting me in the car. She said it was the press release was out when they were putting you in the car. I was like, that's great.
That's great.
That wonderful. Yeah. That's what you need.
Everybody.
You need PR. Yeah,
good.
It does.
It takes everybody on, you know.
Right, right.
I have a question for you, Cherie. It's one I've wanted to ask. I wanted to ask it in this format so people might know because so many people are getting involved. Have you thought about going up in October to Washington to attend the October 2011 project that's going on for the 6th in D.C.?
I had heard about that. I haven't had a chance to contact any of the organizers on that. And unfortunately, in the work that I really would like to, is what I'm trying to say, but unfortunately in the work that I do, I really have to really get in there and do research before I commit to anything.
Right.
Just because,
right.
Man, early on in the spill, and a lot of people don't know that, but there was a lot of people that came down and kind of took advantage of the people that were here, and then they took off. Like, they came and got their pictures or what they wanted, and then they left. So I've learned to be a little choosy about who I deal with, which I
yeah.
don't mind. I love dealing. I love working with good people that's hearts in the right place.
Absolutely.
But
right.
I really have to, before I commit, I have to look into who I'm committing to. And I don't want the
yeah.
wrong message out there. You never know, you
right.
know. But I did see the link, and I was like, man, that looks interesting. And then I think
mm-hmm.
I put up something saying, you know, who is the organizer? I just want to know who the organizers are and who they're working
mm-hmm.
with so I can talk to them more. So if
right,
you can put
right.
me in touch with them, that's great. That'd be great.
I will do my best. I will do my best
good.
To funnel that information over to you via Facebook. Via Facebook.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I'll text you with any numbers I get or anything. But it's a huge coalescing from across the country. That's, you know, it's going to go through these social networks mainly.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other projects that you have going on? There are many that you have listed right now in Facebook. Well, many. You have a few
yeah.
listed there.
I mean, there's more coming up all the time because we're constantly, you know, trying to, between all of us, the people that are working on it, you know, everybody's coming up with great ideas. We put stuff out to the editorial boards. We've done everything that we can think of and are still coming up with ideas on a daily basis. What if we tried this, you know? Because
yeah.
the most important thing is to get the information out there. But if we
right.
get, like, Operation Stephen Colbert, the tar sand action, we have the nonviolent protest at the Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Task Force, that's an important one. Then we have the civil disobedience online, and Bonfire Heights is just, that's where I'm going to be. That's going to when I'm going to be on the West Coast. And I'm just, we just
that's
keep working. Like you just said, it's really just about chipping away at the block and keeping that out there
right.
and keeping it in the public eye. And
right.
I feel like we pull people in, you know, one at a time into the cause. And sadly, and I wish I didn't have to say this, but a lot of people are in their area, they can hear me right now, and they're going through very similar things that's like, you know, the tar sands thing or open air toxic pits or
yes.
or they're
mm-hmm.
fighting uranium mining or mountaintop removal or
mm-hmm.
Things like that in their own area. And unfortunately, that when you go to them and you say, look, I'm fighting for clean air and water as a God-given right, they can connect with that, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they're fighting basically the same fight in their own area. And that's what I learned about the walk more than anything else was that that we're not alone. The spill,
right.
People of the spill are absolutely not alone. And that's why I feel like they felt like BP and the government both felt like they could get away with snowballing everybody down here. It's because they get away with it all the time in little ways. Mm-hmm. This just happens to be, you know, we're talking about 100,000 people are working on this spill. 10,000 mm-hmm. people have said that they felt some kind of effect of it. You know, mm-hmm. 40%, over 40% of the population in South Louisiana said they had some kind of, that came into the contact with the oil, said they had some kind of health effect from it. So
yeah.
You're talking about a large amount of people. And this just happens, draw your line in the sand for crying out loud. You know, this is mm-hmm. it. I mean, what's the next step? What's the next
Well,
step?
Every person you
what's
meet, every person you impart this knowledge to, that's one more chink in the armor that you can that they
yeah.
tell other people. It's a it takes a long time, but it does spread, and it's good to spread, and that's the only way that you can do it with no budget and doing. I mean, it's amazing you've accomplished what you have so far, and the best is yet to come.
Yeah.
How did you get hooked up with Robert Kennedy Jr.'s? That's Watershed Alliance, isn't it?
There's a really really good guy. Well, actually, the Waterkeepers, right? They're involved with that.
Waterkeepers.
But with the Human Rights Center, there's a really good guy down here. His name's Steve Bradbury, and he won the award, and I believe it was 2005, the Human Rights Award. And he
mm-hmm.
did all the work on that. I mean, he had been talking to them from the beginning, trying to get them
Great.
Down here. And,
wow.
And he was just a
Great.
Really, really good guy. And he kind of connected. So all I did basically is go talk to him. But they actually came down, God bless them, they came down with a delegation. Carrie Kennedy came down, and she met with the people that here that have been ill. And she went around
good.
To all these different places. They went to Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And then they went back to D.C., and they had a big meeting up there. So... it's all them, you know, this is a human rights violation, and
oh,
really
yeah.
just going, I mean, you could take it down to its simplest form, going back to Feinberg, when he oversaw the, the Agent Orange fiasco that they had, and he gave over 50,000 people compensation for just being in the area of these toxic chemicals because they didn't have the evidence to say whether it was good or bad or it may have caused
mm-hmm.
some kind of sickness. That was, it may have, 50,000
mm-hmm.
people, right? And then 9/11, the people that were there when 9/11 happened, they ended up getting compensation just because the chemicals may have caused that. But when they come
mm-hmm.
here and they'll tell you that they don't know what this is a big grand experiment, they didn't do that and are not doing that for our people. So it's very clearly a human rights violation, just even
yeah.
just with that,
yeah,
just with
is.
That little bit of information.
Mm-hmm.
And a good friend of mine, I just feel like, you know, I got a call, I think it was day before yesterday from a good friend of mine. He happened to be at the meeting, at the event when I got arrested, but he left early. But he's been sick, you know, for a long time. And another friend of mine, Catfish Miller, he's in the hospital right now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
again?
Yeah, if it wasn't for the fact
no.
that I just love these people, like I love them, like you know,
yeah.
I don't know if people, I mean, that's the issue, and people will say, you know, when are you gonna stop doing this? I don't see how anybody with a conscience could, you know,
right,
yeah. So
how can you when there's so much left undone and there's so much need?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we get people
yeah.
call us, you know, economically they're suffering, they can't pay their bill. I have this lady I know, Michelle. She's in I forgot where she's from, but anyway, she's down closer to the not past Chauvin. Anyway, the point is, she hasn't received an interim payment yet, and BP came out two or three weeks ago and said they want to stop doing interim payments. She hasn't
yeah.
received one yet. It's been 16 months. And
yeah,
she had a business. Her business is closed.
That's outrageous.
You know,
that's
they're
outrageous.
Starving these people out.
There's no excuse for
that. And the lack of response from our government on the whole situation, the terrible way it was handled and how it's
mm-hmm.
now being, it's a news blackout.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how you haven't, we have to get you in the sights of someone who doesn't have too much corporate control over them so we can get you on a wider, you know, like a Olbermann or something, you know. And
or
get
Amy
your
Goodman.
Face out there. or Democracy Now. Yeah.
Right.
Keep working with your PR people and
yep.
keep putting that out there to folks. I certainly have on the side.
Mm-hmm.
It is though knowing the right people in the PR departments, getting their attention, and the more you do, the more well known you're becoming, the easier it's going to be to get that national attention, Sheree.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating because the people that we're that we're dealing with have so much power. I mean, I don't think I really wish if there was any lesson here, it's the fact that these corporations, and I'm not a communist, man. I don't see anything wrong with people trying to make money. But
right.
I do think that you have to have a social conscience. And,
exactly.
And these corporations, they have such a big hold on our government and what
mm-hmm.
we do. I mean, they're giving fleets of cars to some of the police stations down here, like whole fleets.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say on the back of it, by the way, provided by BP on police cars. Are you serious?
Yeah.
They're
trying to buy protection.
Oh, yeah.
And it's disgusting.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's really frustrating to the people that are down here and still happen to suffer to look over and see that they've basically bought off your police department, and they've bought off, they paid for some stuff in your kid's school, and they're coming in there talking to them and telling them that everything's okay, and that the hardest thing and the most important thing I thought that happened, hopefully, out of, the arrest last week for the three of us, was that, maybe it gave people a little bit of courage and a little bit of hope. If nothing else came from that, then
mm-hmm.
they saw that there are still people fighting for them, then it
mm-hmm.
was a good thing,
mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
people just, I talk to people and they're so down, man. We were having a conference call not too long ago, and a lady called in, and she just happened to run across the number. Somebody had slipped it to her, and it was a conference call on I think it was on the action. We were talking about the action. And she got on there, and she was just like, please help me. I'm sick, And
mm.
by the time we were at the action, she was in the hospital, and I haven't heard from her since. But I thought to myself, man, what a shame that we don't have numbers that people can call, and so when they're sick, they can get that, information. We have put out PSAs on radio shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On the radio, we have them running in Thibodeau and in New Orleans now.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
good.
But it's just, they need a way. So if anybody's out there and they're listening and they're sick, I wish they'd call Louisiana Environmental Action Network and just try to, share that information with us so that we can get it in the hands of the people that hopefully care, because there are people out there. We learned that from the Kennedy Foundation, that there are people that care. It's just getting it to those right people, getting that information out there. And
that's true. That's true. It's
and
like
Ed Schultz, Ed Schultz of MSNBC, is doing another health care clinic down in New Orleans. I don't know what the date is.
Great.
It's upcoming, though. And
I think I have
heard
about that.
It would be great if a lot of people could show up there that are sick and get some treatment or some help somehow or another,
It's on August 29th in New Orleans. I don't know where.
Great.
But I have it. MSNBC,
yeah.
Ed Schultz. Yep.
Yeah, great, great. Okay, super.
It does need to be put out there. Also, you should know that one of our local street chemists here, who was working on it through skincare products, is the nurse Trish Springstead. She's working with people in the
Trish.
Gulf Basin.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's doing her very best to bring some kind of comfort and care to people and get the awareness brought up and somehow get some kind of protocol developed for exactly what's bothering, what's causing this, the poisoning that's going
mm-hmm.
on down,
mm-hmm.
throughout the Gulf
There's
area.
There's so many good people. I mean, that's one thing. Like, you get brought down, but you get inspired and picked back up at the same time because, Trish is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's Anita, and there's people with Gulf Coast Fund that have been working on this.
Yeah.
There's Gulf Restoration Network, and I mean, there's so many good groups out there that have been fighting this from even before this, but even
mm-hmm.
after, And I'm proud to just be standing with them. I just feel honored. I'll see them, you know, either retweet something or something. I just feel honored that they would, you know, see my stuff as worthy, because, man, this is like,
it's more than worthy.
This is the cream of the crop, right?
It's more than worthy.
Hey, Cherie, you've been out there banging since they caught your face on the cameras with CNN.
That's right. You've been
walking this, and the things that you have said and the videos that you have made with the Gulf Project just before you did the walk to Washington, they're poignant, and they're timeless right now while this is going on. And they express the need and the conviction that you have, and you capture every mother's heart when you speak in those. You're eloquent, you're knowledgeable, and you're genuine.
Yes.
Don't run, you know, you have a light to shine, and that light is attracting more light. So, you know, the
light attracts light.
Whatever we can do to keep it going with you, we're there, you know?
Yep, that's right.
I'm just glad to have what we can. What's this, like the third time I've been on the show? I mean, I'm just glad that you guys keep putting it out there and haven't dropped the issue.
Absolutely.
It's really important stuff, you know?
I'll say it again. You are a true American heroine. There's no doubt about it. And I encourage you to not get discouraged. I encourage you to just keep kicking their butts like you're doing every day. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is very well
done.
So are
we out of time here, or you guys want to talk to Drew?
But we'd love to talk to Drew. Want to give you guys as much time and as much exposure as possible.
Yeah, Drew did a great thing. I'm walking back in his house, but he did a great thing this last couple of days, and he gave, I don't know if anybody remembers, but Drew sang at the Oil Spill Commission, and he did his song BP Blues, and he actually gave the song away to Louisiana Environmental Action Network and the Save Our Gulf Coalition, which is a coalition of water keepers. And I'm so proud of him. I could bust wide open. But he also got Warner to give them $5,000 donation, and I mean that's going to go straight to testing and doing good stuff. So I mean I'm just blessed
Wonderful.
To have so many great people around me. You know.
Yeah.
But,
no doubt.
Let me get him on the line.
Okay.
Interview him about something. You just move this.
Hey, you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio? Hello?
Yeah,
hey,
hi, Drew.
It's Gwen and Jack from Here Be Monsters.
Sweet.
The radio show.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations on all the good work that you've been able to do. And I think you're on your way to doing a performance again this evening.
Yeah. We got a little songwriter's thing over at my place.
Can you tell us where it's going to be and who's going to be there with you?
Scott, Louisiana, and it's Bork Social Club, and it's with Kenneth Richard and Justin Leje and a guy named William Despain. So we have a songwriter's contest.
What are you writing on with your contest?
We got a bunch of songwriters and we put out a different title for a song every week. So we got together with a couple songwriters from Nashville, one from Memphis, one from Nashville, a guy named Keith Sykes and Richard Lee. Richard Lee wrote like "Don't It Make Your Brown Eyes Blue" and all that. So
right.
They're both coming back to Lafayette with one's coming back with Jerry Jeff Walker and the other with Guy Clark. So over the next, you know, 8 months, the two best songs you get to possibly perform with them in front of Jerry Jeff or Guy Clark. So
great,
excellent.
And what a nice venue for explaining your cause.
Yeah. So well, I don't know how much we're gonna. That's not gonna be the political part, but also. The best song about, Sports in Paradise, which is Louisiana, will probably be on the Dr. John Solution to Pollution CD that we're working on. So, anyway, I'm kind of getting back to doing what I do, which is traveling around and playing music, and it seems like people are still trying to tell the truth about the severity of the spill. And hopefully, I don't know. I just hope that we don't have to wait 8 years and have thousands of people dead like the 9/11 first responders until something's done about this. You know,
right.
Here.
Well, you got to if you keep up the good work, eventually it's going to mushroom out and everybody's going to know about it, and then you'll start seeing some action. And you're starting to see little bits and pieces of it as you go, and that's a hopeful sign because it's not going to go down, it's going to go up. So that's great.
I got faith, so I think it'll be
yeah,
all right.
Man. Well placed too. So keep up the good work. Don't get discouraged. Just keep on chipping away at it, and eventually you're going to knock that big monolith down.
Oh, I just hope that we can just tell the truth and take care of these people.
Yes.
I just, you know, that's it. Well, thanks a lot, man, and talk to you all soon.
And thank you very much,
Drew,
too, for your effort.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
thank
bye-bye.
You, Drew.
Okay, bye-bye, Drew.
Well, Jack, hey. Listen, we got Cherie online.
Great.
And she gave us the rundown, and it's fabulous because really she is running into people who have a little bit more exposure and can
she
grab
is incredible.
The attention.
She is absolutely relentless and incredible.
And she keeps it up, and she's working genuinely and honestly with people.
Oh yeah.
And that that alone is something that
exactly.
Is,
she has a heart as big
really
as the
rare.
Whole Gulf. She really does.
Well, she's a mom. And,
she's wonderful. She's absolutely wonderful.
I think she comes from that place. We've done a show. We could go further, but I think we've done a show. I don't have any callers calling in. If I did, I'd bring them on. But I think we're coming to a close. Is there anything besides the Verizon supporting the Verizon strikers? Is there anything else that you wanted to announce on this week's show?
Well, there's another strike in progress right now, but the workers have already been replaced by scabs the very next day after they declared a strike. I'm going to get more information on it. You'll be seeing it in my blog and on Roundtree 7 as well. But, you know, it's typical. All over the country, they're trying to break unions. They're trying to destroy the hard gains that were won over many, many, many years. And you know what? It's time people dug in their heels and kicked right back, you know?
It is. Yeah, it's like the song says, which side are you on, you know?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
It's actually time to take a stand. There's no middle of the road. It's a well-known fact that any strategist can tell you the person standing in the middle is the first one who gets knocked down.
Right, exactly.
There's your cannon.
And you can't walk through life whistling Dixie anymore. You got to get some stuff done. And we can't allow this stuff to keep happening the way it's been. It's time to dig in our heels and get determined and do something about it. So I encourage people to raise complete holy hell. And with that, I'll take off for the night, and I want to thank you very much again, Gwen, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, Jack. Thank you very much for being here.
You bet. Have a great week, and we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And
bye-bye, kiddo.
I really appreciate everybody listening and tuning in today or into the archives to listen to today's show, which included Cherie Voigtlin, and there at the end, Drew Lantry, speaking on the Gulf of Mexico and the issues that are still really large and unaddressed and sort of media blacked out that go on from
from that end. I'm seeing a few people in our chat room, so I'm going to put this out one more time. If there's anyone who wants to call in with an agenda or any announcement, our guest call-in is 213-816-0357. I'll stay on for another moment to double-check that. And also, I'd like to remind everybody that this is Uber Liberal Radio, and it is sponsored by Uber Liberal Blogging or Online Publishing, and that's Roundtree7.com, where you'll find a lot of enlightened commentary about what's going on right now politically, environmentally, and a whole lot of emotional appeal to what's the right thing to do. And I guess that sort of wraps it up. I want to thank Sharif Wightland for being our guest today, even though it took a while to get her hooked in. And thank you, Drew, for saying hello. And all of you listeners, you're greatly appreciated. Not only are we sponsored by Roundtree7.com, we're also sponsored by Daughters of Isis, and you can find links to our sponsors on our show page. And we're also trying to bring awareness up for October 6th, 2011. And if you go online and Google October 2011 or October 6th, 2011, you will find a page where you can go and take a pledge to make your way by the 6th of October to Washington, D.C., with a growing number of people who are frankly fucking disgusted with what's going on in the country right now. They're going to go, they're going to collect, and they're going to air their grievances to the political power that sits in Washington. You'll find everything you need to know on October2011.org, I believe. And want to bring that awareness up. Resistance is the thing. You got to walk with it. And I'd also like to remind people to think about and send good energy to the relentless nature of the Syrian people right now. They are relentless, and they're keeping it up through all kinds of hardship and death. And they really do deserve our all. So that's our show for this week. Thank you for listening in. And I'm going to leave off with one of Jack's songs here. It's an old folk tune, an old labor tune. And we'll see you next week, or we'll hear you next week.
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? They say in Harlan County there are no
The Burning Question. We thank you for being with us this weekend, and we hope to have you next weekend. That's it for Here Be Monsters. This is Gwendolyn H. Berry on the Atlantic side of South Florida. Good evening.